coming up on show 7:30, we've got a lot to get through. I mean, look, a lot to get through on the podcast today. Stick around if you've got the time. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, the edition for Friday, 27th of March. My name is Martin Lee. I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Normally, I whittle it down to 6, 8, or 10 stories on a good day to save you time. The feedback I've been getting this week, particularly ahead of the weekend as well, is from people saying, look, I'm working from home. My usual routine is disrupted. I wouldn't mind if the podcast was longer, so I've listened to your feedback and I have put in more stories today than maybe I would normally on a regular podcast, but there is also a lot going on, so it's not as if I'm sort of just dredging up any old trash just to read you. Tomorrow on the podcast is a Saturday special with a bit of a coronavirus, a special show all about helping people who are thinking about their job situation. It's something that is on many people's minds. Either people's wages are being reduced or their whole job situation is in the air. So I've been able to get hold of not one, not two, but three recruitment experts to bring their many years of experience to you to answer your questions around what's going on at the moment, whether you work in the EV industry or not. I think it'll be a really interesting one. Okay, thank you as always to MyEV.com for helping to make this show. MyEV in the USA is all about connecting buyers and sellers of EVs. It is the world's first and largest marketplace purely devoted to electric vehicles. And as they say, the dedicated EV marketplace. And if you go on there, you will find out why millions of people are switching to electric cars. If you're doing your research, check out myev.com. Okay, here we go. I've got 20 tabs open on my browser. I've been doing research all day on this. This has been a long, long process for you. But look, I don't mind working a little bit harder during this process. There's people I know worse off than me in this situation. If I can bring you some EV news, bit of entertainment, a bit of information, hopefully I'm doing my job for you during this event. So, even if you split this podcast into a couple of chunks, it's going to be a long one. Stick around. First few stories are all about the current situation, though. First of all, PSA, Peugeot, Citroën, etc. PSA Group said it remains committed to a merger with Fiat Chrysler Automobiles after the French media reported that a tie-up could be threatened by economic fallout from the coronavirus, which has sharply reduced the market capitalization of both companies, reports Automotive News. The terms of the deal, they say, which have been described as a merger of equals. Well, let's face it, with all the changes that have been going on, they're no longer equals. Both companies might need to be reviewed, the French financial daily Les Echos says. I'll pop a link to Auto News in the show notes if you want to read more, but an interesting big move from two big companies that were making big moves into EVs. Not the biggest of moves, but both companies, I think you'll agree, Peugeot, Citroën on one hand and Fiat Chrysler on the other, both companies were a little bit behind. That's fair to say. They were a little bit late to the party, but they were just starting to roll out some interesting EV timelines and roadmaps, and I just wonder what all of this will do to that. I really hope it doesn't derail anything. Well, President Trump signed a $2 trillion stimulus package into law just a moment ago, hours after House lawmakers hustled back to the Capitol to pass the aggressive response to the coronavirus pandemic that has staggered the US economy, says Wall Street Journal today. But what about news for car makers, and in particular the electric car maker plans? Well, auto industry officials, especially at General Motors, were really eager to avoid the appearance of a federal bailout. Sales suffered as the number one US automaker was renamed Government Motors after the $50 billion bailout 10 years ago. The final stimulus package contained no benefits targeted specifically at automakers, but by contrast, US airlines are set to receive $25 billion for payroll costs and money that doesn't need to be paid back at all. They're literally keeping the airlines afloat with free money, says Autoblog. GM, Ford, Fiat Chrysler have halted North American vehicle production until at least the 30th of March. People have briefed on the matter and saying that they plan to extend that into April as well. And Yeah, I think it's pretty clear now. What are we, 27th of March? It's going to be going well into April. It could well be June, July, by the time many countries have this under control, which might be a controversial viewpoint, but it's only what's on my mind at the moment. I may be right, I may be wrong. But, of course, the impact on EVs for all of this is that it's very expensive. It's very expensive for these big legacy OEMs, these big beasts of car makers, to pivot, because they've got to carry on selling the cars they sell at the moment, because they're the cash cows that provide the money to spend on making EVs. But if you're not selling any cars, it's very hard to justify that big investment. Okay, moving on, and a bit of news from the UK today. The Goodwood Festival of Speed has become the most recent motoring event to be delayed because of COVID-19. Meant to be July 9th to July 12th. One of Britain's most popular motoring events, getting 200,000 visitors from 70 countries, according to the Sunday Times driving website. Not cancelled, merely postponed if you have your tickets already. In Spain, Tesla superchargers, not all of them, some Tesla superchargers, are being shut down because they are connected to, in a way, an establishment that isn't operating. At the time of writing, Tesla superchargers are closing. Places like the Hotel Ramada in Madrid, the Malaga Hotel Higoron, Hotel La Buella in Tarragona, Hotel Landa in Burgos. Places that aren't standalone supercharger sites are being affected because the businesses themselves are closing down. Let me have a slurp of something. I'm not even 5 minutes into the podcast, but it's late here. Oh, that's nice. That may or may not be a soft drink. Let's move on. The coronavirus pandemic is hobbling US efforts to make lithium rare earths and other materials used in electric vehicles and high-tech equipment, dealing a blow to Trump's plans to curb the Chinese control of minerals, says Autoblog today. The pandemic is just the latest headache for the lithium industry, with prices down 37% in the past year. Oversupply has been an issue, according to Benchmark Minerals Intelligence. Well, some good news from Electrify America, and reported by Tom Inside EVs on this one. Electrify America and Electrify Canada have both announced in a tweet they will be waiving the monthly subscription fees for members. The tweet says that since people are travelling less, they won't be charged as frequently, so they won't need the Electrify America network as they normally do. Well, despite the grand gestures and proclamations of electric car making from the big legacy companies, like I say, particularly the American automakers GM and Ford, the two companies' actual production plans for North America are still going to be centered on large internal combustion-powered vehicles. According to something that leaked today, these are detailed production plans. These are the kind of detailed production plans that car makers lay out 5 years in advance in order to work on things like supply chains and where they're going to be ordering the parts from. Well, that report has leaked. And according to these detailed plans, the two biggest American automakers will be making 5 million, not EVs. If you were hoping I was going to say EVs next, you'll be disappointed. 5 million SUVs with fossil engines in 2026. That's the parts they'll be buying for 5 million of those. How many bits for EVs? 320,000, says Tesla Rati. Putting it mildly, a production target of 320,000 EVs in 6 years' time is a joke, says Tesla Rati. Going in with both feet on a heavy tackle on that one. Both companies have been insisting they are all in on an electric car push. Ford and GM's electric cars, which are coming, risk becoming a generation of compliance cars, which is a shame, as some EVs announced by them have the potential to cause major disruption. But what about what other people are saying? Is it just the EV press that are taking the side of companies like Tesla and Rivian and having a go at the established companies? Well, Detroit has tried to latch on to the consumer and investor excitement over electric vehicles made by Tesla, whose market value is double that of GM and Ford, even combined. And even though its sales are much smaller, Tesla doing very well. Well, GM executives have been repeating a zero emissions mantra since 2017. And the company's website features a prominent commitment to all electric future from GM. And GM and Ford as well, expecting to make that 320,000 all-electric vehicles in 6 years' time solely on battery power in North America. I must say, we're not talking Europe, not talking China, not talking anywhere else. This is North America. It's nearly 10 times the 35,000 they're going to build this year in 2020, but still, last year, Tesla delivered 367,000 cars, which is more than GM and Ford combined, planning to make in 6 years' time. And what about Electrek's take? Well, Reuters hits the nail on the head, they say, although understating the case, that may be good for automakers' finances, but not for the environment. From the looks of things, the Detroit automakers are content to let Tesla own the EV market for most of the forthcoming decade. Good news for Elon, terrible news for the climate, and terrible news for clean air. It's an almost impossible task from where I sit for these legacy automakers to easily shift from the cars which make them all the money to a pure EV future. It's going to be really hard. And some of them won't be around. We know that. Not all of them will navigate it correctly. But coming out of this crisis that we're in at the moment, where, I mean, no one's buying cars. Like, obviously people are buying cars. Obviously some people are still buying cars, but in reduced volumes. When we come out of this, we'll come out stronger, and we'll come out with people getting back to normal. There'll be a new normal. And people still are buying cars now, don't get me wrong. But the thing is, the cars which make the most money will be the ones that the automakers want to sell you after this coronavirus issue. Because, not for ideological reasons, to pay the staff reasons. They're the ones that make the most margin. And so, it's interesting to watch. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. And I think they're giving it a really good shot. I know that everyone is eager to join the queue to give people a verbal bashing. I think they're trying. But ultimately, the market will decide. And it'll be interesting to watch. And I'll bring you the news every day on EV News Daily. Let's talk about another company that's hit a bit of a problem. Until now, these have been rumours. These alleged software problems with the VW ID.3. Not a Golf, don't call it a Golf. It's not the new electric Golf. It's an entirely different car, as VW will go to great lengths to persuade you. It's the VW ID.3. And these rumours have been swirling for ages now. And I've kind of stayed away from reporting many of them because, let's stick with the facts, but now a spokesperson has made an official confirmation. Yeah. The software isn't great. According to Electri, Volkswagen will only release a toned-down version of the ID.3 when it first goes on sale because of continuing problems with software. The local media reports the company wants to stick to the long-communicated schedule of delivery starting in the summer, and the VW CEO, Herbert Diess, has repeated this when presenting the annual figures only a week ago. Now, other tones are coming out of the company, and one or the other planned function, they say, will first be cancelled and then later be delivered via an update. So the car you get this summer, if you're an ID.3 customer, won't be the car that it ends up being. A VW spokesman confirmed, things are not going great. And when you get an official statement saying things are not going great, you know, they're normally the masters of spin. You know there's some head-scratching going on. Well, from the newspaper that reported this in Germany, company insiders, quoted by the paper, consider this an understatement. It's no longer a laughing matter, they say. The car is far from even being ready for market, according to the source. Another source is also of the opinion that the company is not even close to industrial production processes of the ID.3. Well, the CEO, Herbert Diess, will have a car to show this summer when they start to deliver them, but this source says, we'll tinker them by hand so that something is there. Nothing to do with series production. That's disappointing. That is a massive blow. We need big car companies like VW to be great at making EVs, to ship them and to make them and sell them in really big numbers in order to advance the cause of electric vehicles. It gives me no pleasure at all to report stuff like this. And I'm sure that even working from home or on lockdown or wherever they are, the software engineers, the IT people at VW are working night and day to solve these issues. Apologies. Another slurp required. 15 minutes in. I think we might be halfway. Oh, that's very good. Let's talk BMW next while we're talking about German car makers. BMW has added a new plug-in hybrid. It's called the 330e and the 330e xDrive to their North American portfolio of electric cars, offering up 22 miles of all-EV driving range and about 20 miles in the xDrive version, says cars.com, both using the same combination of a 2-litre turbocharged four-cylinder engine, electric motor and a battery, making 288 horsepower. In EV power, it can do 68 miles an hour, and the 330e can do 87 miles an hour. Okay, let's talk about the Nissan Leaf. By the end of the year, there should be at least something in the US that means you can take advantage of the Nissan Leaf's potential to be an energy device for your home or the grid. Of course, it uses the CHAdeMO connection, which is bidirectional. Although, sidebar, the CCS plug, the Type 2 plug, is bidirectional, but it's just not there yet. Okay, I could go into a long explanation. The protocol, I think, exists for it to be bidirectional, but it's not able to be utilised. We need to get somebody back on the podcast. Mark from Nuve is a guest, probably 18 months ago. It's time for a vehicle-to-grid update. But anyway, before I can get Mark back on, I will tell you that it's made by Wallbox, and the Wallbox Quasar is pricey. $4,000. Subsidised by utility partnerships. It will make its premiere in the US later this year. Of course, it was debuted at CES in January. Later this year, the Wallbox will be available to the Nissan Leaf drivers in the US who have a CHAdeMO plug, of course, and can get power out of your battery and into your home. And staying with this subject, over the past 2 years, more than 8 million households in Japan, of course the home country of the Nissan Leaf, have experienced power outages because of natural disasters. And in response, Nissan developed a system that uses vehicle-to-grid to allow customers to use their own Nissan Leafs as a battery pack to keep the power on, says Electrek. Well, since September last year, the system has been tested using renewable energy stored in an old Leaf battery pack, repurposed and in stationary use, and it's been supplying a 7-Eleven convenience stores in the Japanese Kanagawa prefecture. The system is expected to come to market by the end of this year, and the trials they've been doing look really promising. The Nissan Leaf batteries power entire buildings, and the repurposed batteries can be charged via, however you charge, solar or the grid when it's cheaper. It's multi-directional, and it's just a very versatile system. Good news that Japan, they've been doing this for a long time, actually, in Japan, using vehicle-to-grid or vehicle-to-home, V2G, V2H, vehicle-to-anywhere, really, V2X. Let's talk about next the Chevrolet Bolt. I've got to talk about this car more. It's only because it's not on my radar, because it's not on sale here, but it's such a great EV. And for the month of March, the Chevrolet Bolt is discounted, reducing the price of 2020 models by about $10,000, while a second separate offer offers a $5,000 rebate and interest-free financing for this year's model. The deals are similar to the incentives I told you about back in January. In fact, I think it's about exactly the same deal back in January, says GM Authority. Shoppers will be pleased to know that both offers appear to be available nationwide, and it's worth noting that the headlining incentive is even more generous than the discounts that we had last year. Let's talk about making EV batteries in Europe. The European Investment Bank has signed a 480 million... it's big, isn't it? 480 million euro loan agreement today with LG Chem. Their subsidiary in Poland has been established to develop their battery production facilities. The financing will be used to construct and operate automated and innovative manufacturing facilities for lithium-ion batteries and cells to go in pure electric cars, says Automotive World. One of their customers is Audi, and Audi is planning an assembly plant for electric car battery packs near their own plant of Ingolstadt. The cells for this will come from LG Chem in Poland. So the cells are made there, they go to Germany, Audi put them together. LG Chem's been a partner for Audi for many years. The car maker uses their cells for the plug-in hybrid models, the e-trons, and for their all-electric cars, the e-tron 50 and the e-tron 55. The little one, the e-tron 50, I think they use Samsung SDI cells I think they're different. It's all the Audi e-tron, but it's the smaller battery size. Click on the link at Electrive to find out more about that story. So, here's a bit of good news for Tesla owners. Kyle Connor, who is the man behind Out of Spec Motoring, you might follow them on Twitter. You've probably seen a YouTube video. The head of Inside EV's new YouTube channel, as of today as well, has some interesting experiences to relate. Now, we can't say why or how or what was going on, but he found himself in a car. We can't say whose car and the purpose of the car. But he found himself inside a certain Tesla. And that Tesla, which he was riding in with a new update to its autopilot, was responding to traffic lights. One of the updates that Tesla said will be coming as part of their full self-driving option, says Stephen Loveday, the feature stops for stop signs as well as stop lights, and it lets you know that it's seen the light. So when it first sees a traffic light, it'll let you know that it's registered it, and it will be responding to whatever the traffic lights do. That is very, very cool. Staying with Tesla, they've announced a partnership with China's biggest developer, Tencent, to bring online casino games to the arcade, at least in China, not the rest of the world. But we know that if anyone loves gambling, sorry to nationally stereotype, the Chinese have a fondness for it. Not known exactly yet which games are going to be available, but it probably will include popular Chinese games like Mahjong and it's a form of poker, with the most likely variants being Texas Hold'em and Pot Limit Omaha, says Motor1.com. Well, from China to Germany, have we really got to the end of all these stories? I've been whazzing through them today without stopping to interject and, you know, give you my thoughts, because who cares what I think anyway. But anyway, Tesla has reportedly hired Germany's largest electric utility company. They're called E.ON. E full stop on, to design the energy solutions for Giga Berlin, which is located in the state of Brandenburg. The announcement that the two companies would work together was made by E.ON's CEO 2 days ago, and I missed the story. Soz. E.ON is going to be responsible for designing the energy solutions that will power Giga Berlin, and they will use, as part of that plan, of course, they will be using Tesla's energy products, which are things like Powerwall and Powerpack, according to Reuters, reported by Teslarati today. Well, there you go. There's our news. It wasn't the full half an hour. I thought we might be cracking on to a half-hour show today. But if you've enjoyed any of those stories or have any feedback to those stories, I would encourage you to contact me, email me, leave a comment on the YouTube show. I read them all. I try to reply to them all as well. And I'd love to know what's on your mind right now going into the weekend. Like I say, no news show tomorrow. Look out for a Saturday special. Okay, question of the week. How can the EV community come together at this particular time of crisis to support each other? Well, one way that I'm hoping to do it is tomorrow on the show is to bring people together to answer your questions about jobs, interviews, job insecurity, changing jobs during the next few months when that fizzy thing that I was drinking is repeating on me. When you might be unsure and uncertain of certain things and needing a confidence boost. Well, that's what we're doing on the show. But what do you think the EV community can do to come together at this time? My email address is hello@evnewsdaily.com, or you can leave a comment on the YouTube show. Oh, by the way, that YouTube show is still just audio, has been for a couple of years now. And yes, I do get emails pretty regularly saying, when are you going to start doing this on camera? Thank you very much to 242 patrons of the podcast, my premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future at EF.Energy. Thank you, Brad Crosby, Avid Technology, Bright Smith Group for Clean Tech Talent, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati. I'm sure they'll sort you out with a Taycan if you want one. And Audi of Cincinnati East. My question about which batteries are inside the Audi e-tron, I could have just asked them, actually. If you want to check out Patreon, thank you very much to everyone that does. I've been adding patrons this week to help make this show and fund it at a time when I thought, well, everyone's going to cancel. And no one is. And everyone's saying, look, you know what, I want to support the show, I want to support creators and podcasters and all that. And that is mind-blowingly generous. Thank you. If you want to add your name to the list, patreon.com/evnewsdaily, but of course, no pressure. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow for a Saturday special. And remember, there is no such thing It's a self-charging hybrid.